Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar,
revolution!
Good morning. This is the Capital Forum, and it's the crazier side of the RBN. Sergey, are you there?
Yes. Good morning, Ursula. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Sergey, and I hope you have some vodka left for me. Is Tom on board?
Well, I am here, Lou.
Okay, I didn't know if you were on board. That's why I started with Sergey. And Tom, I hope you've had a nice week, and you get me any fresh milk right now?
Well, Lou, I got good news and bad news.
Uh-oh. If you're pregnant, don't tell me about it.
No, the good news is, and this is going to sound strange, but we're getting hammered, we're getting blown away, we're getting drowned down here. And I've had some kind of flu bug or some kind of bug all week, so I've been kind of under the weather.
How's that good?
That's the good news. Now, the bad news is, if the bad guys have their way, they might do a harpoon to us next week, and we might have the new magic fog going off.
Because the new matter is getting ready to boil, you know.
NLE 2011 is coming up starting next week, so everybody keep their eyes and ears open, and please keep us informed on RBN, and let us know if you hear anything that might lead towards being harpooned.
And anything else. I want to say we have what I would say one of the top, the best persons on financial recovery. There are. Karen McCall. Are you there, Karen?
I believe RBN is trying to get a hold of her and have not reached her yet.
Okay, well, I've given the number, but I'll tell you what. This is a woman from my own heart. Let me tell you what. She did one book, was Financial Recovery, Developing a Healthy Relationship with Money. She is, it's hard to explain, she is the best at what she is and best at what we need. She is the owner and director of the Financial Recovery Institute, teaching people, not only people, business, and other ways, to get out of debt, get out of the government's debt, get out of their debt. And I hope she's on here shortly because she is the person. Do we have Karen on yet?
I wonder if she's supposed to be on the second hour, Lou.
No, both. I'm going to have her 2 hours.
Okay.
And really go in depth on ways for us to get out of debt and get our countries out of debt. You know, in order for the country to get out of debt, none of us are going to be solvent unless we are solvent financially. Okay? And she does have a process by which to helping you to get out of that financial debt, whether you're a city, a country, or a human being. Let me know when we got her on, guys.
I believe she's on, Lou.
Oh, Karen McCall. I've been hyping you up.
Good morning, Louise. I'm here.
And I was explaining to them that you are the founder and owner of the Financial Recovery Institute,
they never get
cancer, teaching people and businesses and others to get out of debt.
They're still plowing their fields up in their 90s.
Absolutely. We have someone else on the line. Can you hear that?
Yeah, it sounds like a different radio program going on at the same time.
I don't know what that is. But anyway, go ahead.
Let me get a hold of RBN here. Okay, I think it's gone away.
Anyway, all I can say to anyone, I will explain to them, you are, one of the things that you have is you are a writer, but I want you to tell them, I've already hyped you, so it's your turn. I want you to tell them about yourself.
And we'll do that after the three-minute break. We had a three-minute break. Everybody listen to and support the sponsors. You're listening to RBN on RepublicBroadcasting.org. Today is April 24th, I believe, 2011. And we'll be back in three.
International commerce, thus avoiding and undermining local, state, and national sovereignty.
Thank you.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
And we got a revolution going on here. We have Karen McCall, and we're talking about financial recovery. And I'm going to turn this over to you, Karen. Tell us a little bit about you, how they can get a hold of you, and just a little smattering of an understanding of who you are.
All right. My name is Karen McCall. I can be reached at www.financialrecovery.com. I'd like to begin by letting you in on my life 27 years ago. I looked every bit the successful businesswoman. I'd get up in the morning, I'd put on my beautiful suit. On the way out the door, I'd grab my Italian briefcase, drive to San Francisco's financial district, hop in the elevator, which would take me to the 31st floor with this beautiful office overlooking the San Francisco Bay. And if you would have seen me, you would have thought, wow, what a success. However, looks can be deceiving because behind that successful-looking facade, I had a dirty little secret. And that secret was, at home on top of my refrigerator, I had a big, round, deep, dark bowl overflowing with bills. I was on the verge of eviction. I had absolutely no clue what to do. I was absolutely terrified, alone, and feeling completely embarrassed and a lot of shame about my situation with money. So there was a night that I mustered up the courage to pull down that bowl and look at everything that was in that bowl. And I'll tell you, it wasn't a pretty picture. So I'll just pause here to say that, I'll just say this, that experience that night and what came after that, I really finally understood that the underlying contributors to our relationship with money are so important to understand, because you cannot just throw money at a money problem and have any kind of lasting change. So that became the foundation for my business, and that was 27 years ago.
You know, Karen, what you described sounded much like federal and a lot of state governments. I wish you could get this message into the brain of somebody.
I know.
I watch the news, and I understand what you mean, and I think, gosh, I wish we could bring financial recovery to Washington.
Wow.
Well, first you have to get a brain. I'm just...
Well, how did you end up being in that situation, have a bunch of bills in your bowl?
That's a great question. 2 years before, I was divorced. My daughters were in college, and it was the first time I was alone. I had a tidy sum of money. I had money from the sale of a house that my husband and I had built together. I had the divorce settlement. I didn't have a clue about money. I stuck the money in the bank, quit working, took off to the Mendocino Coast, and just lived this grandiose lifestyle, trying to cover up the feelings of loneliness and the empty nest syndrome and all of those emotional things that were going on for me. I'd always been taken care of, and so I just had no clue, and I was way too embarrassed to ask anyone. And so I can remember watching, and I would use my hands. I would go, okay, up here, I still have some assets, and my debt is still below this hand, and now I watch them get even. And what was working was just complete denial. Then I started seeing it go the other way. You know, credit was really easy to get in the 80s. And so, of course, you know, I signed up without any reservations at all and without any understanding that at this point I moved from having money to living on credit. And then I got a job, and you would think everything would turn around. However, it didn't, because I did not understand the emotional drivers. I didn't understand my psychology about money. I didn't realize that I was using money as a way of self-medicating, and it was just complete denial. I was in what I call a money coma.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like when you say that it is literally you are emotionally medicating yourself.
Yes.
Whether it uses finances, I have my sister, friend for life, you know, whatever else. She doesn't leave her home except to shop.
Yes.
Okay, and that's it. And then she literally, I mean, I was able to work to help her, as far as her husband was a veteran, get a back payment of $40,000. She paid off her house. Now she's in $50,000 debt on the house that she already had cleared. She
right.
had another, you know. You don't get out of it because you go to Walmart.
And Louise, this is the reality, and this is what I feel is good about the financial recovery process. People get out of debt all the time. We want to have people understand their relationship with debt, understand their relationship with savings, develop the tools so that they'll be able to stay out of debt. And I also want to comment, Sergio, I heard you say, I can't remember exactly, but something like, oh, gee, that's a shame or something. And my grandson asked me a couple of years ago when he was working on a paper, he said, Grandma, what do you regret about your life? What do you regret about your childhood? And I said, if you would have asked me years ago, I would have had a different answer than I do now. When I think about the fact that my own problems with money led me to this understanding and to be able to work in the field for 20 years and now train people internationally to do what I do, I have to say that I cannot say that I'm not grateful for the experience, because it led me to work that I absolutely love that can make a huge difference in people's lives.
I want to say thank you. I agree with that. You know, sometimes I talk about, well, I'd like to get done with what I was doing because I, you know, but you are the sum total of what you've experienced. There's no way you can teach someone unless you've been there. And unfortunately, you have to actually have the common sense to come out of it. But, you know, our government doesn't. But that's what you did. You just took over. You when you finally took care of yourself, then you moved on to help other people.
Well, that was the thing that was so wonderful for me, that it did. I felt that I did have something to share. I had a process that I knew helped people, and I'm the kind of person who loves to help people. And so that was the wonderful combination for me, was I was able to finally earn a good living and have the reward, the non-financial aspect of that, be that it made a difference in people's lives. And now I get to do that to a larger extent because training people, that now has a ripple effect. The people I train can help more people than I would be able to help alone. And I'm getting up there in age, and so it feels really good to pass it on. Something that we know deals with a holistic problem and a holistic solution. So that you have to look at money management, absolutely, the practical part of money. However, it's very important to look at the emotional and the psychological aspects of money.
Now, I want to remind everybody, you can go to www.financialrecovery.com, is her website. And I wanted to, if you would talk about the Money Minder.
Oh, I will, yes. The Money Minder is one of the main tools that I use in the financial recovery process. Someone may look at it and think, oh, what we have here is a spreadsheet with categories of spending. And it's so much more than that. I do believe that planning is one of the most important approaches. Most people do, they either do rear-view mirror accounting, which means 2 or 3 months after the fact, they might enter into some kind of an accounting program what they've done. But the rear-view mirror effect, you know, if you're driving a car and you're just looking at the rear-view mirror, you're not going to get where you want to go. And so a spending plan, a plan for spending, looking forward, is really crucial. And then I take it to another level where we really use it as a tool of exploration. For example, every category in our life where we spend money or where we would like to spend money has a story. And we want to understand the story of all of the different areas in our lives. We spend all of our resources, our time, our energy, and our money. And when I work with people, what is crucial, if we've already done the work where we're understanding the sense of longing, the sense of deprivation, where a person may be doing without or making do or overdoing, they're feeling that deprivation, that's what we want to zero in on. What's important to them? What are the needs that they're neglecting? Where's the deprivation in their life? And if we focus the spending plan on seeing how a person, regardless of their financial situations, can start meeting their true needs, this is the only place that a person will start getting their needs met and start moving from that longing, that feeling of deprivation, that hunger that drives so much spending. And because we can never get enough of what we don't really need, it's crucial to really focus on needs. And may I say something else about needs?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone on this call may have different needs, things that are really important to them. And they may feel guilty about that. They may feel that if they really come forward with that, that somebody's going to put them down and feel that, oh, that wouldn't be a value to me, that's not important to me. And so people keep their deepest needs sometimes hidden away from even themselves because they're afraid that it's not in alignment with someone else's values. And so I always encourage people to start giving voice to that part of themselves where they're really longing for something. And if they start using their resources in that way, that will help people overcome overspending and overdoing.
I have a question.
Yes.
Have you teamed up with Jenny Craig?
No, I haven't.
Well, I just thought if you get rid of people's emotional baggage on money, you're also probably going to tap into that emotional baggage on weight.
Well, money and food, huge connection. I'll be happy to talk with you about that.
So.
Okay.
We got Karen McCall on, and we'll be right back. This is Steph LaVorno.
Your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful.
And this is the Capital Forum, and this is Louise, Tom, and Sergey, and we're talking about financial recovery with Karen McCall. And her book is Financial Recovery, Developing Healthy Relationships with Money. And by the way, an excellent, excellent, excellent book, and I recommend it. We were talking on the break a little bit about different things, about traveling, doing webinars and what have you, and sometimes we do end up asking questions, don't say anything, Tom, on the break instead of getting it on the air. So I turn it back over to you, Karen.
All right. Oh, my gosh. What were we talking about?
by the way, Karen, we do take callers on our show, so do you mind me giving out the number in case people
call? Oh, not at all. Not
okay.
At all.
And the number is 800-313-9443. Your call is all welcome. And Before the break, what were we talking about? I think you were getting into the minder.
The money minder.
One of the things you're getting into, and also you have a find a counselor by area on your website as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed on there you have beautiful women throughout the country, and if not the world, except in St. Louis, Missouri, where I'm from. You have a man.
Great.
Well, I knew you were going to say that.
Well, and of course, one of the things we're hoping is that we branch out and we do have people in more areas. And the good news is that we train the counselors so that they can also do telephone counseling. And so if you cannot find someone in your area, if you look at the Find a Counselor on the website, it will list the people who do telephone counseling.
Hey, I did see a man in that.
There is a man, and there have been other men who've trained, and for whatever reason, they're not up on the website yet. And there are two men in training right now, and so we do train men as well. However, more women seek help, and it also seems like more women seek help in the helping professions. I mean, seek careers in the helping profession.
Well,
and
also, don't you think women, because they're more comfortable with another woman?
Women can be comfortable with women. However, in my practice, I've had a lot of men, so I think it can depend on the skill or the interest of the counselor. Now, one of my best counselors is up in Seattle, Washington. She formed a Women's Earning Institute, and she does focus primarily on women, and she works with a lot of small business women, and so that's her niche. That's what she really enjoys doing. So when I train people, I don't want everybody to try to become a Karen McCall. I really encourage them to find the niche that's going to work for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get kind of back where we were at. You're talking about the money minder.
Yes.
And how it can be used by people.
All right. Would you mind if I back up just a little?
Go for it.
And, okay. When I begin working with someone, one of the first things I want to do is find out what kind of secrets, what are the burdens that they're carrying around that they really want help with. And so that's crucial. You know, again, as I talked about, you know, where a person may really be tolerating a lot of things, or they may really be worrying losing sleep as I did. And so in the beginning, we want them to talk, and then the next step is to become conscious of and connected to their money. And this is going to lead into how they would use it with the Money Minder software. If people become conscious of and connected to their money, and I'll tell you how to do that, it is one of the most powerful tools, and it sounds so simple, and many people, when they hear this, they'll just think, oh, I can't imagine myself doing that. So people will have a lot of objection to this, but it's so simple, and it's absolutely life-changing. And that is the process of tracking your money. The way you become conscious of and connected to your money is by tracking everything you spend and everything that comes into you, whether you're earning it, whether you're borrowing it, whether it's a gift. So all money in, all money out. And I have had so many people between that first and second appointment say, Karen, if I had to write it down, I decided not to spend it. And so, for example, Louise, before the break, you were talking about the fact that you bet there's a lot of connection between food and money.
Mm-hmm.
And so often, the food category, when I said
the
that every category,
yeah.
Well, the other addicting things as well. And I'll begin with food, which can be a drug for people. Mm-hmm. It can be some another way that people self-medicate. Well, if they have a major problem going on with food or another drug, and they have to write it down, that could be the reason that they want to bolt and not continue, because they know if they look at it, the information it's going to give them is that they need to make some kind of change. But the thing about tracking is I've had so many people come in and say, if I had to write it down, I decided
not
to
spend it. We've got another break here, Karen.
Okay.
Hold that thought. We've got another break.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We're back. You know, Tom, that one song keeps reminding me of the X-Files. Don't ask me why. I don't get that one. Okay, I want to really quick, before you do head back into what you were talking about, the money minder and all that, what was being talked about in the break, I think, is really important, too. When we're talking about, and I was bringing up the fact is, we're talking about emotional eaters, emotional shoppers, and because people do that. They self-medicate, whether it's with drugs or drink or credit cards or food or whatever. It is a way to self-anesthetize yourself because of pain, sorrow, and the deeper you get in, the worse it gets. So, growing up,
it's all about self-control. That's the way I see it. So self-control is missing, regardless of the situation, money matters or personal life problem or whatever problems might be. So that's where the most people, the way I see it, most people can't handle that. Some, they start drinking, some eating, some go shopping, some, I don't know, doing, everyone does something different.
Well, growing up, my big thing, like I was saying, is if my mother, when my mother was under stress, she ate chips and cream cheese. Well, I'd go out and do the same thing. I mean, if I got the flu, if I had serious things that had to be getting done, and, you know, you're under stress, there goes the chips and cream cheese. And I always kind of deemed myself as not my mother. But wasn't sometime later, I realized, wait a minute, that's what my mother did. So even though I was devoutly independent, I still followed mom's pattern. So everybody has that within us. What you're doing is you're teaching them to take a really good look at it.
Yes, and one way that, so I'll back up and talk a little bit about our family history and how that can impact our relationship with, not only with money, but as you mentioned, with food and every other category of our life. So one of the things that I offer free on my website is a 95-page ebook called The Money Minder Personal Autobiography. And it's really important for us to bring whatever is in the subconscious that we're not conscious about, things that may be driving our behaviors with these things, into consciousness, because that's the only way that we'll be able to really decide to make the changes to turn our lives around. And so you can get this ebook, and it's 95 pages. It takes you from your earliest childhood memories. It takes you through your adolescent years, your young adult years, up to present day. And that awareness of, oh, this is how I've developed my ability to take care of myself or to not take care of myself. This is how I developed my belief systems and attitudes that drive my behaviors. And that can be so key for people, to bring that into the awareness. So that's something that I feel so strongly about, I offer as a gift on my website. No, that's all right. Let me make a comment that both of you were making. One is about self-control. The thing about, for me, for example, I had lost the ability of self-control. When we look at any kind of an addictive behavior, that's what makes the difference between someone who's not involved in an addictive behavior and someone who is that you can have the most intelligent person, the most well-intentioned person, and they don't plan on going shopping and charging a bunch of clothes or household goodies. They plan on going in and buying a blouse, or they plan on going and buying in a decorated pillow. However, because they're not aware that they have these subconscious drivers and they want to feel better, they've crossed that line into losing their ability to control. That's really how we know that someone's in an addictive behavior. And so to just tell someone to stop doing that, it doesn't work. Now, people who don't have that issue, you can look from the outside and say, well, they just need to exercise more self-control. But that's the problem. They've lost the ability to do that. And
sometimes it's a spiraling nature.
Oh,
that,
it's just,
you say, okay, let's go for a move. You move from one place to another. You're still owning a property somewhere else. You're trying to get it sold. You're owning it with two mortgages. I just know this situation, but two mortgages. You're still trying to get rid of the other one, and you haven't gone through that. And then you're, of course, trying to make improvements on another one, improvements on the new one, and then you end up in a spiraling portion of debt until you get something else sold. But then the depression takes on, and you go into the next, and the next, and the next. So it is a psychological as well as physical problem.
Well, the problem you're just describing, so many people got caught up in that during the real estate boom. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not thinking that it could ever turn around. And so for a lot of people, they live more in the moment rather than, you know, we don't only want to look at where we are, we want to look at where we're heading. And you're right, these things do have a progressive nature. And so it's a snowball effect.
Yeah, it seems like, Karen, our society is getting more and more just instantaneous results, you know, just a very short-term, in-the-moment type thing, which
right.
is, it's fine to live in the moment for certain aspects of your life, but then there's a need to look not only forward, but look back and just take a big picture view of things.
Absolutely. If you look back, you look at where you are, and you look forward at where you're heading, and you become conscious of that, you bring it all into your awareness, and honestly assess where you are. And that's why the tracking as one of the first tools is so helpful, because, you know, if I'm committed to not be vague, to not be in denial, to not minimize the impact of what I'm doing, if I am willing to start linking the consequences of my choices to my financial situation and my emotional situation, those are the things that we have to do to be able to start making stronger choices. We are so disconnected from the consequences, and I think that's what you're describing. We want the immediate gratification, and the other thing that drives that addictive behavior is because people aren't taking care of what their real needs are. We can never get enough of what we don't need. I know I'm repeating this, but it's such an important concept. So the place to get to enough is to make sure that we're meeting our deepest needs.
And Karen, we have a caller coming up, but one more point I'd like to make is part of the problem is we're constantly being programmed by advertisement, and advertisement is just the opposite of what you're saying. It is impulsive. You're supposed to go out and buy, and before long you have no money, or your money's gone, buy.
I'd like them to do the commercials, though, like you do for drugs. Okay, because if they did everything on the market like you did drugs, nobody would buy anything.
Oh, if you do the warnings, right.
Yeah.
Well, and you see, that's the thing, though. The advertisers and the sales, what it does is it triggers that feeling for people that if I buy this, it's going to fill that hole. And so that's why the spending plan and planning, it's never a good deal to buy things on sale unless you were planning on buying it anyway. Because you're
right.
Just spending money that you weren't planning on spending, so you're going to be in worse shape. So you're making some really good points that advertising, and I have a little bit of that in the book, where I just say we want to be aware of what our needs are so that we're not so susceptible to the outside forces tricking us, seducing us into thinking that if we buy this, this is going to be what fills us up and makes us feel whole.
Let's get Mark up. Mark, you there? Mark from Texas.
Good morning, Mark.
Are you there, Mark?
I hear some clunking. Mark, are you with us? Well, Mark, when you get online.
Where did I go?
There you go.
We can hear you now, I believe.
What a great topic.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's like the Surgeon General has determined that adjustable interest rates may cause bankruptcy.
Well, stress, lack of sleep.
Yeah, but you know, I think what drives a lot of this, it's so simplistic. There's one word I think we're leaving out. It's called being entertained. It's entertainment. When you go shopping, you just don't go shopping to buy a blouse like you were talking about before. You're basically being entertained.
Mm-hmm.
I go on websites all the time, especially, you know, when I had my son was here at the house, and all the kids, they're bored. They don't know how to entertain themselves. They have to spend money to be properly entertained. When you go out to eat, you don't go out to eat for substance. You go out to be entertained. When you go to Starbucks, you could go to the In-N-Out store, a little gas station, to get a cup of coffee, for a dollar. In fact, bring the cup back, they might refill it for 50 cents the next day. But you'd rather go to Starbucks and spend $6 because you want to be entertained.
And what's entertaining about Starbucks?
Well, what it is it's not, you're not just getting a cup of coffee. You're getting a Camocho Bajocho, a latte with a little whipped cream on top. It's entertainment. You know, think out of the box here. It's entertainment.
Well, and Mark, one of the things that when I'm working with people that I encourage them to think about, let's use your Starbucks example. If people are tracking and they become aware that they're spending, a couple $100 entertaining themselves throughout the month, the question that I will ask them, because there can be a social aspect to them, and if they're home isolated, good for them that they got dressed and they're going to go out and sit in a Starbucks. However, we want to see, are they really meeting a need in that? Is there a social connection that they're making? You know, they say that older people who go to the grocery store more often are happier than the people that just stay home all the time and have people bring groceries to them. So then what we want to do is we want to explore how much they're spending doing this, and if they realize, oh, my gosh, I'm spending a couple hundred dollars a month doing this, and I'm in deprivation in all these other areas, we're not going to say you need to go and have social contact with people is not important, but we're going to now look for a way to meet that need that costs less or no money. Maybe they meet in a park and they each bring their own thermos of coffee. So we don't say, oh, don't go have coffee with your friends. Don't go out and be entertained. It's, are they doing harm to themselves in the way they're doing that? And so it's, I always look at, it's not black or white. It's not, don't do it. And people do look for ways to soothe themselves and so on. But I also get the point you're talking about is if this is all done unconsciously and they're just frittering money away and not learning how to meet what their real needs are, it is going to become, they'll need more and more of that in entertainment and instant gratification.
Yeah,
so thank
even,
you for bringing that up. That's a really, really good point.
To even reinforce the point, though, even in Starbucks, what did they install within the store to even complete the entertainment exercise? They put in Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi so you can be on your internet when you're in Starbucks to even be more completely entertained.
And McDonald's, don't forget.
Exactly. And Ronald is not there just for a selling point. He is part of the
entertainment. Wait a minute. I like having Wi-Fi.
You see what I'm getting at, though? You go get your hair. You go get your hair cut. You just don't get your hair cut at the barbershop anymore. You go to Sport Clips so you can watch what? TV at the same time.
I don't do that.
I know, but it's the entertainment factor, I think, that was left out. But thanks a lot, you guys. I'm really enjoying the show.
Thank you, Mark. What would you tell people around you?
Do what now?
What would you tell people around you? How, you know, what would be the answer on the common guy utilizing what she's saying to get people to understand that there is a problem and how it can be fixed?
I still believe that before you get down to brass tacks, you got to eliminate the frills, which is pretty much what she's alluding to also, is get the frills out of your life. I mean, the basic thing was the cup of coffee example. Why buy a Chevy Volt? You know, why not just go buy a Kia? A Chevy Volt, guys, money-wise, it makes no sense. It's an entertainment factor. You want to have an electric car and see how it works. I still say it's all about entertainment.
But if you get expensive entertainment, right?
You want now, Sergey?
Expensive entertainment.
Exactly. And they're looking for, like you were saying before, they're looking for that magic instantaneous gratification. But, you know, I want to talk to these folks that buy these Chevy Volts or they get that credit card in the mail, you know, from going to Starbucks for 3 months. I want to see what they look like down the road when they drove that Volt now for 5 years and they put up with it. I want to see what they have just because they got the instant gratification, but it's not going to come out ahead monetarily. You're going to come out behind.
Well, yeah. My point is I don't buy any new cars.
Well, and if we go back to the money minder, as I said earlier, every category has a story. And so in working with someone, Mark, for people like you who, you know, you seem to really have it together, you want to be very aware, you know what the advertisers are doing out there and how they're trying to seduce you, and you have, it sounds like you've internalized that process, so you're able to defend yourself against that. And for a lot of people, they can't. And so transportation is a category on the spending plan, and people are going to have their story about that. And so rather than just say, you know, don't buy the car with frills, buy this other, I want to hear a person's story. What does a car mean to them? What? And so for a lot of people, they don't even realize that it may be a status. It may be they have safety and security issues, and so they want a bigger car because perhaps they drove around with a parent who was drunk and they always were fearful that they were going to get into an accident. They're not aware that that's driving their behavior, but they'd rather have a big SUV that feels safer. And so we have to know what their story is before we can get into the dollars and cents of what is more reasonable in terms of their financial situation. So that underlying psychological, emotional component around the car is what's important to explore. And if that's not explored, you can sit and say to somebody, gosh, you're going to be spending a lot more money, and they can run the figures for them, and the person is just going to bounce off of them. People will rationalize, justify, minimize the impact of that because they don't understand their story and what's driving it. And that's what's made this work so powerful for people.
Yeah, I think nowadays what we see is people go through midlife crisis any time in their life.
Yeah, I started mine when I was 10.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's it, Louise. You know, a neighbor down the street just got a brand new Z28. You know, go 160 miles an hour probably.
Hey, when I was living in that Pacific Heights mansion, oh, I didn't tell you that part. You know, one of the things I did to solve my money problem is I found a free place to rent. I mean, to live. And no rent. And here I was going to the financial district carrying my briefcase, driving this hot little silver 280 ZX. And I was completely broke. And I, in exchange for room and board, cooked five nights a week living in this mansion.
You had a great
thing. Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Mark.
And, Thanks, Mark.
Coming up on a 3-minute break. Anybody else want to call in? That number is 800-313-9443. We'll be back in three. Everybody listen to and support the sponsors.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
The television lights, they tell you day is night, they tell you wrong is right, but I say, how do you like the way things are today?
We're back, and you know what? I still say, Tom, that sounds like you. I think somehow you put yours in there somewhere. I don't know. That song does sound like Tom. Okay. Anyhow. We are back, and we are talking about financial recovery, and we're talking to Karen McCall, and right before the, or during the break, Sergey asked her a few questions, so we're going to go on back to that. Go ahead.
Well, Sergey talked about the fact that when people lose control, when they've lost the ability to control their spending, their eating, whatever it is that they're doing in an addictive way, is one of the things he said is they have also lost the ability to understand the difference between wants and needs. And I would say that that is probably one of the most important pieces for people to address. And every aspect of the financial recovery process is designed to help people come out of denial, to help people begin to understand the difference between wants and needs, and make sure, and Sergey, you are so right, make sure that they're spending their resources, their time, energy, and their money on their needs first. That is.
I can see that. That's what's happening, really. And to make it parallel, I didn't mean to interrupt, I just want to add to it a little bit, expand this to the mortgages, the mortgage crisis we have in this country. I think the main cause was people lost, you know, they kind of lost themselves between needs and wants. It's like somebody who decided to buy a house, the big motive was, oh, I want this house, I like it, it's big. You know, it's you know, it has so many rooms in it. So they don't think, okay, can I afford to buy that? Well, I'll, you know, type my bill. I want this house. That's what the biggest motive for that. And some people like buy two houses, so the you know, and they have two mortgages instead of one. Then they have a bunch of bills. They don't know how to handle that. So.
Well, and again, if we're working and focusing on what the real needs are, what are the needs? What's the story for a person around this category of home? Because usually when people want to rationalize away the impact, the consequences that they're going to create by buying something beyond their means, it's because there's something emotionally, there's some fantasy, there's some story they've told themselves about what this house is going to be. And so many people can't figure this out on their own. That's why, and this is not just to push my business and to push my book. I really want to say, whether you go to Debtors Anonymous, whether you find a good friend, you get a money minder buddy, something so that you're not making these decisions all by yourself. If you are seeing that you're heading in the direction where eventually you're going to be underwater, and then it's just going to put you into what I call the money life drain, where eventually what happens in this process is your lifestyle options really narrow. And I call that being caught in the money life drain. It's just, think of a tornado, you know, that just circling around, you know, it's kind of big at the top, and then it just goes down and it becomes very, very powerful. So if people are caught in this vortex of the money life drain, their life is going to get smaller and smaller. And so it may seem like, oh, I'm buying this big house, or I'm buying something that I really can't afford. I'm saying that I'll do without everything else because this is so important. And most people can't do without what their real needs are.
All right, and we're coming up on the top of the hour break. We have a 70-second break. And once again, the call-in number is 800-313-943. And we'll see you at the other side of the break.
The things of today.